This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Strella the toothless, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, oh, whoo! Who the fuck is this? Everyone knows it's the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast available on the internet. What a treat. What a delight. What a damn burden it is. Well, it's kind of like heavy lifting, and our guest knows a lot about heavy lifting. This bro knows how to pick up a dumbbell, but he also knows how to tug at your heartstrings. The incredible comedic acting machine, Eugene Cordero.
Hi. I don't know. I think you said I know how to tuck at your heartstrings, and I don't.
I said, you don't know how to tuck at my heartstrings?
I don't know if I know how to tuck, period. I never.
Fair.
That's one thing that I don't think I've ever been,
you know. Never did. Well, people.
I never did.
If they don't know, they should know that you have performed in drag at UCB Drag Race.
Yes.
But you were not incredible.
Tucked, but not tucked.
You don't have to tuck. I mean, look, tucks, the now that drag is like such an expression of every gender experience, like.
Sure.
You don't have to tuck. I have never done a full proper tuck. I've only done a mash.
Okay. Sorry. What does that mean again? What does a mash mean? Mash sounds worse than a tuck, to be honest. I think I'd rather tuck than do something called mashing.
Well, I mean, a mash is just literally when you're like, oh, I'm going to wear some tight, tight underwear, tight hose, smash it down as much as possible.
Oh, got it. Smash.
But the tuck is an art form that like literally uses a cavity in your body where the nuts, like there's a cavity in your body where the nuts can go up into. That's like prehistoric in terms of like it's meant. For if need be, you can protect your family jewels in this very weird way. Tucking is literally like pushing those nuts up in that cavity and then using the rest of your skin to hold it back.
Wow. Wow.
Wow with
wow,
a G.
Wow. Wow
with
wow,
a G.
Baby.
So even though, yikes. Look, Yuge is a drag performer, if you didn't know.
Yes.
Performed as Meganda, am I saying it right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pun in Tagalog.
Yes, yeah, it means beautiful. So Maganda,
uh-huh.
was like it's over. I don't think it's over.
No, it's not over.
But Maganda, and somebody recently in some comments for something else just said Maganda forever, like Wakanda forever. And I was like, oh, I might need to take that.
You gotta steal that. Maganda forever. And instead of like an arm cross this way, it's gotta be an M. It's gotta be this way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There
it's gotta
go.
Be that way. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And like jazz fingers out.
You really slayed. You did some, you really a fuck. You're fun at drag. You get drag. You're a gentleman who has a family and loves drag. Tell me what, like,
oh, yes.
Why do you like drag?
Why do I like, I think it's just like, awesome, and it's just awesome commitment and awesome love. And I think
wow.
It's one of those things where it's just like, where if you do something you love, you put 100,000,000% into it,
uh-huh.
Then I'm all for it. And that's just one of those things where you like watch drag,
mm-hmm.
and you participate and you just want everybody to really do it. Just like anything else. It's like, you know, if you do want to play basketball or something, it's like you shooting around by yourself is different from going like, I want to see how I do in an actual game, or like, I actually want to do the whole thing. It's like, why not? Yeah. So I feel like drag is one of those expressions where if you go 100%, people are going to applaud you for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you go meekishly 100%, then people will realize that you're trying and they'll still be behind you.
Yeah.
But if you kind of like go, I don't know if this is like, I'm just kind of doing this for these other people, then they're like, No. You got to do you. Like,
there is a great equalizer in that way.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not one of those things where you're like when somebody starts, when somebody does stand up,
mm-hmm.
like people start doing stand-up or comedy because people around them can be like, you know what? You're really funny. You should do stand up. Right? Like, mm-hmm. and then you go like, oh, maybe I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's ever been anybody, maybe now, that they would come up to a person and go like, you'd be beautiful as a woman.
Yeah.
Or you would be beautiful as like a drag performer. Not even a woman, but just like you'd look beautiful in drag, or you would slay as a drag.
Then
somebody go, huh, I never thought about that. No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a sentence that people say. So you have, there's something in your own mind that you have to look in the mirror
mm-hmm.
or look inside yourself and go like, you know what? I think I could be good at this. Or I would love to try this, and then you commit to it.
You're right. It is. We both like obviously have a performance background, improv, comedy, and I think we've been exposed to some. You know, whenever you're doing comedy and any performance art, you're exposed to different levels of commitment. And there's something so brave about drag that it's like you will probably fail trying to create the illusion you're trying to create. And that bravery and commitment to this almost impossible task, whatever you're trying to transform into, is amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. And then when they, when the switch becomes cocky, then it's interesting in a different way.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a pretty interesting moment in drag in terms of it is evolving. People are actually understanding that it can be for everyone.
Yes.
Even the show is letting us see more types of performers in drag, which is exciting.
I know.
Yeah. You're watching Drag Race All-Star 6. Do you watch with your family or just your wife?
Just Trish and I watch.
Yeah.
Quincy, my son, who's 4, he does Drag Queen Story Hour.
Yes, you saw Silky recently.
We saw Silky this week. Yeah. Saw her this week.
How was it?
It was amazing. And I think that was one of those things where, you know, she pulled back the curtain a little bit about like, you know, her experience when asked, but not like nothing negative, just kind of like what she had learned. It was mainly like how, you know, she has found really good friends through the show and, you know, saw it in a different light, because I think that's the same way as anybody with the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
You think the show or the thing that you're doing, or the thing that you want, is so much more glamorous than the reality of what it is.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially reality shows, they can make you look however you want.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want with you.
So, you know, she in person was so delightful, so smart, and so sweet. And I was just like, of course. I bet you everybody is, but they need to edit a show to make it a show.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I think that's fucking real. And seeing everyone who, I hear the same thing from people who know Silky intimately in person. They're just like, she's just the nicest person.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. I like that we've mostly not had a villain this season. Jan's kind of becoming the villain right now.
Jan is like a robot villain, though.
Yes. Explain. You're
like, who's the mastermind behind this robot? Like, like the robot itself is not the evil being. Like,
it's you're just saying been there's an Oz style man behind a curtain.
Yeah.
Controlling this robot. Uh-huh.
This robot is like, you know, one of the like the minions of the mastermind.
Truly, yeah, I know what you mean. Jan is, that is her crime. She's a little bit of a robot. She doesn't get that she just could have talked in this challenge and been fine.
Yes. Yeah. No, I feel like Jan is one of those queens that like has such high expectations for herself.
You've done a lot of musical theater.
Yes.
So you know musical. She's a musical theater person.
She is. Yes. She very much
better
is.
Or worse.
Yeah. Yeah. She's constantly looking at the cast list and why wondering why, you know, and she's just like, why am I not in the lead? Which, you know, real talk. Uh-huh. I don't understand how she won last week. But
oh, okay. Well, you thought Trinity won.
I did.
Yeah.
That Beyoncé was next level. Trish yeah, literally said incredible. That she got goosebumps. My wife got goosebumps watching it the first time, and then we re-watched it just because we were like, oh, let's rewatch the performances again.
Yes.
Because we were also figuring out who, what's her name is? Who did Fergie?
Ginger.
Who Ginger was. Because we were like, wait, what? What? I don't understand who.
Fergie, and
I
think, to me, is a terrible one.
Fergie, it's just so vanilla-ly nothing. You know, it's like...
Did she pick that?
I think... I don't know. I feel like whoever did the spoof songs that way were brilliant. I don't know who the musician was who did the arrangements. But they were... The Beyoncé version of it was amazing.
Right.
The Prince version of, you know, that Rue song was awesome. Like, there was a bunch of them, you know...
I was blown away.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic, but I thought Trinity won.
I think that's just production being like, we can't have Trinity win 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
Which
but
is
not
stupid.
Jan. I don't know if I mean, I got the idea of what Jan was doing as Gaga. Mm-hmm. I get it, but it didn't feel like she did. I feel like she like she like was able. She's like a master of like. Writing down what you're supposed to do and then doing it.
That's what she did.
But I don't feel like, and in a way, she's a musical theater performer where it's like, I think she would be impressive 8 performances a week.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're like, this performance tonight has to be the one that blows everybody away, she gives the same performance as her 8 performances.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's very
it's
comeback.
Well rehearsed. It's very rehearsed.
It's a little Valerie Cherish. Like she's really trying to figure out how she's gonna say note to self, and then once she lands the note of note to self, she's going to say it that way every time.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a type of performer. Like
totally.
You know, within like the improv world, there's like one of those that type of personality. Is
and production normal. Loves performers like that.
Oh my gosh.
Like, once you work in the industry, you're like, oh, production loves that. They just want you to do it the same way every time.
They can do it the same way so we can edit her in however we want her.
Exactly.
And she's consistent. She's consistent in her performance, which is good. She should get rewarded for her consistency.
Good. She really is good and great, but
Jan is one of those performers that I would love to see live because I know that she'll give a great performance.
Yeah. Totally. I think the show's getting to her. I think they, I don't know. Coming back so soon, probably, it's a real pro-con for her, but.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know why Rue has given up on this Simply Jans or, you know, when she's introducing her. Because I think that was, or just Jan or whatever. Like, just,
right. How did you like, feel? I mean, we're going to talk about the whole episode, but how did you feel about that moment where, like, I see what Rue is doing. Rue's, like, when Rue's laughing in her face that saying, we're all self-centered, whatever. You just can't make it seem that way.
Yes.
That's an interesting note to get of like, you have to find a way to be in whatever your persona is. We can't know that you're a self-obsessed person.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's basically, I mean, Rue's been doing it so long where she was just like, play the game of the business at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but she's giving it as like a real note in life, which was very funny.
Right. Because she's just so past it all that it makes sense to her. But Jan is just too fresh and young to be like, what are you saying? I'm bad? I'm bad?
That was a deep cut of like, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah. I saw some sparks fly out of Jan's head on that one.
Yeah. The robot was like, this is not a note. I don't understand it. Yeah.
So Jada goes home. Did you agree with Jada going home from last week?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She really gave a little bit up on that.
She did. I mean, again, she like I feel like I'm trying to remember her season, but I feel like she doesn't learn the lip sync ever.
She's not a great lip syncer.
Yeah, she's just not good at that. And maybe because English is her second language, I don't know why I'm giving her that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like anytime there was like the Rusical or any of those things in her season, like her trying to match lip flap was so off consistently. Yeah.
It was off, and we talked about this. Shakira is so flight and airy and smiley and sexy that you got to give a little bit of
you got to give face. You got to give face. Also, no matter what you're doing drag, you got to give face.
Girl, there's no you gotta give face.
unless you're doing David Blaine in drag, you got to give face. David Blaine. That's the
that
only person I who
wear
I feel
a
like.
Mask.
Who has no face, or like, who is the guy who played like Ferris Bueller's teacher, like the Bueller, you know, that guy who was like the clear eyes guy?
Oh my God. Ben.
Yes. Yeah. Who is Ben? Or like, can ben. You like, there was even a show with,
there was a game show.
Game show. Yeah. Yeah. Ben Stiller. No, not Ben Stiller, but Ben.
I wanted to say, oh my God, where did he go? Ben Bueller. I'm looking up Ben Bueller. Ben Stein.
Win Ben Stein's money. That's Win what that game
Ben Stein's money is such but a ben, funny idea.
But
Holy
Ben
shit.
Stein is probably the only person where you giving no face means you're giving face.
Truly. Well, you but, know who's giving you know who's giving face is Jan realizing that she picked the lipstick that no one else picked.
Amazing.
The most face I've ever seen her give.
Also, yeah, that like gulp.
Oh my
gosh. Moment.
She was like trembling.
Yeah, as she should. That was the most human moment for her.
It was. She's like, "Well, I just thought because you and the track record and because of last week, so I didn't want to look foolish because you see, like she was just spiraling."
And the eyes on her during that speech was daggers across the board.
Now the girls don't like her, not because she's just too much. Like,
yeah.
She's just too much, and I think we're going to get some lip sync revelations. I know Untucked Well, I think Untucked revealed it was a close vote, but Scarlett was still going to go home.
Right.
But Jan was just an inch away from being the group pick, which is interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like literally one lipstick away from being the group pick was also Jan.
Wow.
Which it's so funny when they're just like, oh, you're fine, but you're hard to share a bunk with. You're hard to like have a sleepover with.
Yeah. And also it's just like, you can't, I don't know. I'm so on board with Trinity and, I mean, I love the Trinity, Kyria.
Yeah.
Erika, that
they won.
They won.
It's so stupid to be like, you're the top, but here's the winner. That's so dumb.
We had to rewind it because I don't understand how that happened. That's not how it usually, I don't think that's ever happened on that show.
We're seeing production do some really sketchy stuff right
because
now.
Because usually it's you're the top team. I mean, it's for any reality show. You're the top team, and then the top person on that team is blank.
Eureka should have won, I feel.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's how reality shows work.
Yeah.
Is like you pick a top team and then you pick the winner amongst the top team. You don't pick a rando.
This is just agitation.
What did Ginger do? That was so great.
I didn't. And I love Ginger. And I weirdly predicted she would win. Not because I saw the challenge, just because I just like, I can feel the edit sometimes. And I was she's going to win next week. But I really didn't. I don't know. I think she was good. But I was like, Eureka was better. Eureka was so natural and funny and just herself.
But why would the host have to win? That's the thing. Like, I don't know. I thought they were all... I thought Eureka was so great. I thought that trio was unstoppable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's also my favorite trio, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. Who else am I really pulling for besides them? I mean, that kind of is my favorite trio in terms of like...
Kyria, Trinity, Eureka. Yeah. What a combo.
I mean, they're giving me the talking head. They're also giving me the organic funny moments that I yearn for in Drag Race.
I mean, other than Raja. I love Raja, too.
I do love Raja. And I really like Kylie, but I'm like we saw, we need her to give more. We need her to give a little bit more.
Yeah, she feels very, I understand her, but she's coming off very vanilla-y to me. She's like making choices that are great, but are also kind of safe.
Yeah.
Like in what she's doing, like within drag.
Totally.
You know, her looks are like, okay, you know, and her performance are always like, okay.
Yeah.
Like right there in the middle. Like she could always step forward and be safe. And I'm not going to be mad that she's safe, but I'm not going to be impressed that she's anything more than safe at this point.
But that's what happens. Once it's like 5 weeks in, if you're safe the whole way, it's easy for them to knock you out. It's like, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. You get picked off.
You got to do something stupid.
But so, yeah, Jan
was close.
What else
happens? Jan was so close. Oh, who would you have voted off if you had those three lipsticks in front of you? You have Scarlett, Kylie, Jan.
Well, I would want to keep Jan around because I think Jan is a consistent performer. Kylie, because I like Kylie's vibe. And also, Kylie's coming from the oldest season, right?
Yes. Season two.
So I love that. I love that vibe of season two coming back after... You know, the life that she's lived.
12
and,
years.
You know, and being the first of the trans performers to come back, really. Right?
Right.
Or no.
Gia,
or Jiggly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jiggly, Gia. There was.
Yeah. But I don't know, from an early season like that to come back and, you know, and still be in the game for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You would think that she'd either be head and shoulders above everybody or below them. Like, you know, like either doing like old drag or like a pro in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Next level.
Yes, I agree. I've seen her when she can like do a lip sync, she'll fuck it up. I've seen that. But she didn't show that in her talent show either because her talent show was like very, very safe.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, but Kylie, I think I would have voted the same way.
Yeah, I am. I do too, actually.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just not a fan of Scarlett.
I said the same thing. I've said the same thing where I'm just like, you're doing good stuff, but you're not making me go, here comes Scarlett. Here she comes. I'm just like, oh, yeah, here's Scarlett.
Yeah, it's very consistently the same in the same way of Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something about... there was just something about Scarlett that I'm just kind of like, oh... It makes sense in the math of the TV show that she was voted off.
She was safe. She also, I mean, and this could be it. Here's my conspiracy theory. Every time drama comes to her, she actually deals with it way too well. Like every time Trinity's like, wait a second, hold up, I wasn't done. She's like, okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Maybe just too level-headed for a TV show.
Maybe. It could have helped her to be like, I'm not done. I'm not done talking.
Yeah. I think Scarlett in life, I would probably get along with the best because probably the most kind of, you know.
Seems cool.
It's cool, yeah. This is what I do also, but I'm also doing this.
Really chill. Yeah.
Where Pandora Box feels like a UCB performer from like the level right after the UCB started. It is still around. You know what I mean?
100%.
Was on one of the first Herald teams ever, and then is still kind of performing, and you're just kind of like, hey, oh man, how are you? Still like, but still like, no family and no like friends like outside, but still kind of like there.
The people who will enjoy that will really enjoy that. I agree. I do get that from her. She feels a little too comfortable. She feels a little too comfortable, like being like, but I was the best of my class when I was the best of my class.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a little evident in little moments where you're like, you got to do something crazy. Have you seen what people around you are doing? I think you need to push a little bit.
Yeah. And instead she's like, no, look at top of the class, 1996. You know,
yeah.
But like even her doing like, you know, I know this is the episode before, but just doing like the halftime show that is like what Phyllis Diller.
Oh, Carol Channing.
Like it was just like,
I think it's safe.
Come on, like get Try something that you wouldn't do.
She's already done that on TV. That is a good point. She's already done that. Yep, she's already done that. I mean,
do something new that like might be off, but is like a challenge to you even. But I mean, that's the wardrobe she brought. I'm sure even if she thought of something new, she knows that she's not going to do it in time or whatever. Because do they get all of the...
I think they pick their people before they come. Because I think for certain ones like that, they're like, pick someone so that we make sure you have a unique person.
Got it.
Like, this is the blanket.
They do get the challenges that are not, that they don't need to sew that day, like the looks beforehand.
Sometimes. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes. Certain ones, they're like, look, this, because they've had ones where there was like history of the world, where you pick a historical female. They did VH1 Divas. And there are clearly times where people get to be like, I want to be, let me pick this person or this person.
Yeah.
Because Jiggly said she would have done Janet and didn't get to do Janet, unfortunately. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Out of these topics, Pink Table Talk, what one would you want? Motherhood, sex, or what's the last one? Body.
I'd say the most information I would have about would probably be body.
Right. I mean, you host Dumbbells, and in case someone doesn't know, is it the Dumbbells?
The Dumbbells. Yeah. The.
You and the Ryan Dumbbells. Stanger, which...
Yep. Stanger Danger.
Host a really great pod. I've been on talking about body image, talking about working out, eating well, all that stuff. So you could easily do body.
I would do it, and because you'd be able to talk about the real stuff that you go through, and then seeing your image or what your body image is in drag is also another thing. So then, like, dealing with real issues and then what you see yourself and what you would accentuate, I think it's such an interesting, you know, such an interesting subject to kind of tackle on, like, that show, where, like, sex is one of those things where you could get personal, but you can also joke around it.
I talk about this a lot. I mean, we both talk about body a lot in terms of just like our point of view. We both have been on weight loss journeys.
Sure.
And in our greater lives, and talk about body a lot. And I do, in terms of performing, I do talk about a lot how some people are like, when I perform, I'm another person. And some people are like, when I perform, I'm myself.
Right.
And I think that translates a lot, especially to the body journey I think people have in drag.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like whatever, you know, when they perform not as themselves, I still feel like they're picking up aspects of themselves.
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like another way to kind of, project things that you're going through without having to deal with it directly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a body is one of those things where you can really get deep into it, where, you know, sex and stuff, you can still kind of tiptoe around things because there's certain things about it that are still seemingly uncomfortable to talk about or funny to talk about if you do them in the broader sense.
Right. But and you don't want to just go filthy.
Yes.
Which I feel like they avoided, which I was blown away by. I was like, oh God, this is going to be so dirty.
I know. Which is why I think I liked the body talk also.
Yeah.
In theirs. And the motherhood one just feels a little
too hard.
I don't know.
That's too hard.
Too hard.
I wouldn't do it.
And it was, but that was the thing why I did feel like Scarlett, I was fine with Scarlett going home because she was so hard up talking about, I want motherhood because I want to talk about my two moms.
Mm-hmm.
And that story is great. And I'm 1 million percent behind Scarlett's journey and her mother finding her partner later in life.
Two Chrissies, was it?
Yeah.
So funny.
Two Chrissies. So funny. All that information came out in her talking head before they even talked about it.
Yes. Yes.
And has come out in the past episode she's been on and on her season before.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything new or exciting or different where I feel like Ginger talking about motherhood would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Because
like
Ginger,
being like, I want to be a parent.
I want to be a parent. And then getting into the reality of motherhood and being a mother in that way. I would have been like, I'm so curious of what that is.
And this is why Raja did so well. They had motherhood, but Raja was like, this is how it's affecting me, my relationship with my mom.
Yes.
Whereas like Scarlett's was a little bit external to herself. And I did also agree that her character moments were like character-y. I was like, oh, I don't need that much character.
Yes.
Not for this challenge.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Too much.
But I would have, in terms of the challenge, I would have put Pandora in the bottom as well. I probably would have put her in the bottom over Kylie.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, Pandora is one of those queens where has been around and very comfortable. So, but because she has been around for so long and has been at the top of the game at a certain point, you kind of give her, you give her the benefit of the doubt for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but she's going to take it the worst when she gets cut.
She's going to take it terrible. And that sucked. What sucks about that is it's going to be like, you've been coasting a little bit, I feel.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I'm surprised the judges haven't given you a wake-up call yet, frankly.
And I feel like she's either going to get a wake-up call next episode or she's going to get cut.
Yeah, I feel like I have a bad feeling she's going to get cut next episode.
Because I don't know who else would be down there with her other than, unless all of this stuff that Rue has said to Jan gets to her head and then she's out.
I am worried about that. I'm very worried about that. Because also when Jan sees all those lipsticks, she's not going to be like, it's fine. Which is what I love about Akira. Akira's like, I don't have the privilege to get down on myself. I have to work harder.
Right.
Which is such a cool, real thing POC performers have to experience. And I love, Jan's going to freak the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. And Akira is going to go after Jan. Yeah, she should.
She should. I kind of love it. I do want them to play the game as hard as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
If you were in this position, right, obviously in All-Stars, it's a classic thing of like, are we going on track record or am I going to send home my biggest competition?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Competition.
Yeah. Yeah. And just be, okay, just become.
Because you're like, what does track record mean?
Yeah.
Track record of what? The competition or track record of, like, what are we basing, what does track record mean?
Well, that's what's funny. In the first week, it clearly meant career. Because Trinity did way worse than Serena. But they were like, mm-hmm. But we like Trinity more.
Right. Track record, right?
Yeah.
So then, here's the thing, since it's at a game, and you can pick between track record and the game,
uh-huh.
You got to choose the game because if there's people who are picking track record, that's game play too.
Yes. But you're telling me, let's say you're in the competition, the bottom two is Pandora and Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, who did you send home, Eugene?
How deep are we? How deep are we into?
That's obviously the other thing, right? If it's too early in the competition, you can't do it too early in the competition. Let's say it's next week. Trinity or Pandora, who do you send home?
And I'm in the competition?
You're in the competition.
Oh, Trinity. I would send Trinity home.
But then you become a villain, which is fine.
Right. That's fine.
You just have to I did it.
I just have to know that, like, then it's just like, then I have to chop down the biggest trees other than that. Then it's just like making sure that, like, I can beat Eureka in the next challenge, and I can beat Ginger in another challenge, and,
Right.
And Akira in another challenge, and there you go, Because then I'm like, Pandora's not going to beat me, The deeper you get into it, it's not like Pandora's going to, start crushing,
So
especially,
up.
Do you think, is there going to be a snatch game in this?
I'm waiting for it. I don't know if we're going to get it, unless, which I've said this on the pod, snatch game should be the comeback challenge, which... I don't know if they're not doing it that way, but I've said, how cool would it be if it was like everyone's back, best snatch game stays.
If that's the case, but that's the thing. I know that Pandora's not going to beat me in a snatch game because she already did her.
She did her Carol Channing.
Her Channing.
She's got to do something new. She's got to figure it out. I think that's a good call. I think that's really smart.
So I would just be like, I would, yeah. Pandora, you'd be able to beat. Trinity is just like such a good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is just down. Like, if anything, if Trinity stayed in it, you would just have to get in the mind game of, you know what, you're not that good of a performer. Because that's what she's worried about, is that she's not a good performer.
Yeah. Damn. But you're the villain of All Star 6.
Yeah.
You.
I mean, I was the villain of UCB
Drag Race. But you were also the hero, because this doesn't matter, but I am going to say this. When it was like, you have the power to make someone else lip sync, you chose yourself.
Right.
And you became the Bendela Christ at the same time.
Sure. So. But that's also because I love that song and I wanted to do it.
Well, silence. I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Bring back my break. Okay, we're back with Eugene Cordero. We're having a stupid time. We're talking about these pink table talks. I want to ask you about this. First of all, Ginger not being able to shit for 6 months. Very brave. Very brave.
Very
admission.
Brave.
Very brave. Very brave. Is that why she won? They were like, that was so brave. You win.
That was so brave. I understand that you gain weight from not pooping.
That science was a little hard for me to understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor,
but
I admit.
Flummoxed.
Yes, I don't understand that. Also, yeah. How small is Ginger?
Small. I think she's 5'4". Like,
okay. Because always when she comes out, she looks smaller and smaller.
I think she's shrinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I think she's dehydrating like a raisin, just kind of getting smaller every day. I do love that she's teeny tiny and she's doing the most with it.
Oh my God.
How do you feel about Raja being like, ugh, did I expose my family too much? What are your thoughts on like exposing your family when you're trying to tell authentic stories about yourself in comedy, entertainment?
I mean, I think, you know, it's one of those things that you do need to be aware of. Mm-hmm. Just because we, meaning you and I and everybody on that show and everything, mm-hmm. has chosen a life to be in the public eye and to be a performer and to be kind of, in a way, judged on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Your family did not put themselves in that position.
Uh-huh.
And might not be those kind of people that can deal with it or need to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of throwing under the bus of like extended family in a certain extent, I think has to be dealt with to the best of your ability in the most positive way. Unless, of course, you know, part of that story is, or a lot of that story is negative and, mm-hmm. you know, it's a way for you to heal from it. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, because it's one of those things where it's like, oh, if you're hearing stories about a family not giving a fuck about you growing up, then you don't need to hide anything when you are talking about them because they didn't give a fuck about you. So why do you give a fuck about them?
Right.
But if you were raised where you know, or you were around people that were very generally supportive of you.
Yeah.
To shit on them is kind of like you're just playing the game of, like, that's Ooh, what you do.
That's what you do. That is fucked up.
You know, like,
up.
It is in that weird way of, like, again, I'm not a stand-up, but just, like, kind of comparing it to that because it's, like, individuals. It's, like, stand-ups who talk about their families, but they didn't really have a negative family thing. It's, like, are you sure it's okay for you to throw your sister under the bus?
Uh-huh.
There's no, you know, just so you can get your comedy routine through, you know, like that stuff.
Dude, I 100% know what you mean. And that's a thing I feel like I struggle with as just telling stories about myself. Like, how much can you share? How much is like you're actually taking them down? Like,
yes. Yeah.
It's hard. But yeah, I know what you mean. If like, if your family, if you truly are estranged and that is your experience and you are doing, you, like you expressing that is truly you taking control of your life. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think Raja really toes the line in a quite lovely way.
I do too. I you know, because there's going to be moments in, you know, when I'll tell a story about my parents or and mm-hmm. stuff where,
oh yeah,
I know that ultimately they were trying their best, but I can be like, here's a fucked up thing my mom did.
Yes. Know? And, I know. It's like, you know, I'll defend my mom, but I'll be like, but just so you know, she's yeah. torn a fence down with her bare hands. And
yeah, yeah, exactly. Because there's going to be people who, you know, if you know me well, who could be like, yeah, no, he's great. He's great. But if you know me really well, that there'll be somebody who goes, you know, he did do this one thing that was kind of fucked up. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I did do that.
Yeah. You know what you did. You fucking punched my lights out on my Honda Civic, you piece of shit.
Hey, listen, you should be driving one of those.
I just got new xenon lights, you piece of shit. Xenon.
Wow.
Xenon.
Wow. Xenon lights?
Remember Xenon?
Yeah, I do remember Xenon.
I think they're gone now.
I don't think they're even a thing anymore.
Yeah,
right?
No, but at the time they were like, Xenon.
Xenon.
How much were they? $4,000. Wow.
Unbelievable.
What a deal.
What a deal, and why?
Xenon. Okay. Okay, okay. I just want to give a special shout out to Akira saying, when you gonna be SpongeBob? When uh-huh. Trinity is painting her head yellow. That was fun.
So fun.
That was
and
great.
They're real life friends too.
Yes. Right?
They are deep rooted.
Yes, you get a very genuine friend vibe from them. It is, yeah. And this is the kind of genuine comedy I miss from older seasons of Drag Race.
Yes.
Of course, Trinity's saying, shut up, bitch.
So good. Oh my God.
So good. So we're going to talk main stage now. We got Rue coming out in a pink lemonade moment. Oh my God. This is one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites.
Amazing. I mean, this is so like, good. It's like poster. This is like, you know, this is how you
it
sell.
It is the promo
this
for season 13.
This is, you know, this is Paramount Plus's way into, you know, original programming is this look.
My God. Yeah, it's smart. This is the look. This is the look. Did you have to get Paramount Plus?
I already had it.
You already had it.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's good.
But if I didn't already have it, then I would have gotten it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wonder, there's not many programs with this diehard of a following.
Oh, no. No, this is so smart for them to have
yeah.
this.
Yeah. No. Cruel to us because we're constantly hopping between whatever subscription service they tell us to go to.
Yes.
But whatever. Hey, if you need a WoW Presents Plus login, I got you. I got you.
I'm on yours.
Good.
Not big a fan of, I think Aisha Tyler's nice.
Hi.
That's all I'm going to say.
The editors did her dirty,
They did.
They could have done a better job doing this mask reveal moment for Aisha. They did not. They made it look choppy, rude.
Yeah. It was rude. It was a little rude. And that's why I'm saying I do like her, usually.
Yes, I know. It did come off awkward, and that is, I'm going to blame the show.
I am, too.
So we have a category of clash of the patterns. We're going to chirp and burp these looks, Eugene. In case you don't know, chirp means I like it. Burp means no thank you. And that's it. That's it. We're the only drag podcast on the internet, so people need to know what we think about this.
Sure. Chirp and burp, baby.
Chirp and burp me, baby. First, we have none other than Trinity K. Bonet.
Trinity
coming to the stage, giving us Wakanda, as we say. Holy shit, I loved this.
Oh man, yeah, chirp chirp, baby. And that look, that makeup for the brow is insane.
It is. You're right. It is insane. I didn't know if she could pull off her hair like this incredibly, because sometimes a queen will go for using natural hair in a look, and it's like, I don't know, this is it.
I mean, having just like kind of the bold Wakanda look, but like everything being so shiny, I mean.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. The jewelry is lovely. Very cool necklaces.
But look at that makeup. Look at that face.
So good. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's rad. It's fucking cool. And it's not too much. Like, I mean, I guess some people have said there isn't a clash of patterns per se, but I think it's fucking great. It works for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I don't know if it's such a clashing of patterns as much as it's kind of like a, it's a color scheme and look that doesn't necessarily mesh well unless you see it like this, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there's a clash to it, but patterns maybe, it's not doing it.
But needless to say, it's a chirp. You did chirp. The damn thing.
Absolutely.
Eureka's giving us Ursula came to land and ain't going nowhere. I love this.
She constantly gives us Ursula and
That's true.
And I love it. If anything, I love the dress. I like her and have seen her so much with the other show on
HBO. So good.
And this, that I want her to see her hair down. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird.
I feel like her hair up, I'm seeing so much that it does start to look like a hat, and I'm ready for her. I want to see what she can do with hair because her makeup is great. Mm-hmm. Her looks are amazing. And I'm just like, what would this be like with a different hair?
I think obviously she tried to elongate whatever, but I mean, she would look great with hair down. Let's see it. I would love
to. Let's see it. Yeah.
This is a chirp for me.
Absolutely.
It's good. It's not shocking, but it's absolutely good.
Yeah.
Makeup's always great. Maybe the hair should have been brighter.
maybe that's it. Maybe it just feels a little bit too like she's used this wig before. Look.
Yeah. Totally.
Where that dress is like, I appreciate the way that she sews.
She's incredible. Yeah. I think a pink wig or something brighter would have maybe given me something more.
Yes.
Okay. Holy shit. We have Akiria coming out in Ariana Got Stuck in the Home Depot look. Clash of the Patterns, taking it in a new way. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's... what I love about her is that she does actually start thinking of creative ways to attack a challenge consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's always great. So the idea of this is great. And the execution of this particular look, I think, is fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also we've seen this kind of look
on
before,
her.
Too. On her.
Yeah, she did like sort of a crash test dummy look in her season.
Yeah.
And it did remind me of that.
And then I've also seen this like unfinished doll look on seasons past also.
Like Valentina kind of did it.
Yes.
Yeah, and All Stars 4. Yeah. I like it, but I agree with you. I certainly don't think we need like the nose mask of it all. I'm like, let me see your face. I love the accessories. I fucking love the hair made out of measuring tape. So
I love that, and I love that ball that looks like the needle
pushing cushion. Pin cushion.
Yeah,
For the hair and the corset, it's a chirp for me. But I do agree that I don't need the writing stuff look again.
No. If anything, I would give a little bit more to like her. I would have liked more measuring tape or like more of that idea of. You know, maybe scissors. I don't know what it is, but like just a little bit more nuanced than that.
Yeah. Especially when you've kind of literally, you've given a look where there's like sparkled writing on your body already. Like,
right.
We've done it. So is it a chirp or a burp?
We done did it.
Is it a chirp? Is it a merp?
It's more of a merp. Yeah. I think I'm like, there's moments of it that I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm eating part of it, but then I'm burping up some of it.
Like that. Raja O'Hara giving us a really gorgeous mixture of patterns.
This is the pattern that I'm just like, this is great. Like, this is very clashing of patterns.
It is very clashing. It is super gorgeous. It looks rad. You know, she probably sewed it herself. Awesome.
Awesome. Unbelievable almost. Where I'm just like, wow. Like, you know when sometimes you watch the challenge and you're like, what was the challenge again?
Right.
And then you're like, how is everybody doing it? And then this look makes you go, oh, I see what you were supposed to do.
100%. 100%. This is great. I think she should have been closer to the top.
Me too.
She was,
or should have been pointed out for this look alone.
Yes.
First.
I agree. Yeah. And I think what she did in Pink Table Talk was really fucking good.
Yeah.
And actually vulnerable, like instead of like manufactured vulnerable.
Yes.
Great. It's a chirp. Okay. Chirp. Kylie Sonique Absolutely. Love comes out as a fish jaguar with a very weird pink hat. I hate the pink hat. I want it to die.
Me too.
Yeah.
This somehow just looks very basic to me across the board.
Yeah. It needed something because it was like, you are gorgeous. We get that. The dress is pretty. We get that. But this would have been a good week for you to surprise us.
Yeah. And it's not, don't surprise us with a weird hat that you take off and then it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, was the pink hat the thing that was supposed to clash with leopard?
I guess. I don't know. The dress is pretty. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think since I'm so conflicted, I have to burp it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've burped it already. I've burped kind of the look. I'm also like, I don't like that short hair for this either. This doesn't feel like it's part of a challenge. If like a queen came in and just wore this, I would have went like, okay.
Yeah.
I would have went, okay, why the hat?
What if, I wish the runway was, okay, why the hat? And it's just all looks where the hat pulls the look down dramatically.
That would be a great one. That would be, where it's just a gorgeous look, and then it's like, okay, why the hat? And then you take it off. You take it off midway through, so that people can see how good it looks, and then put the hat back on.
Oh my god! Oh, honestly, great work. That bowler hat is a disgusting pick for that gorgeous dress. Congratulations, you are the winner. Oh my god.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay, great. Next, we have Scarlet Envy.
Mm.
Love letters, 1940s. What do you think?
Sure.
It doesn't look like a challenge, what, other than the, like...
Right.
Other than, like, the weird belt?
Right.
There's no challenge here. This, like, if you're, even if you're looking at it from a distance, full body, there's nothing that makes it...
Yeah.
Clash with anything.
It looks like a pretty dress.
Yeah. And then her hair looks a little bit off compared to the dress, but even that, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it's pretty. Once again, it is actually, she is gorgeous. It is pretty. It doesn't super excite me, but it is good.
Because there's different patterns on it, but they're, the different patterns are put together for it to not look like the patterns are next to each other.
Right.
There's no clash.
Right. Damn. Okay.
You're breaking up polka dots with stripes, and then you're breaking up checkers with plain. Like,
yeah.
There's no. I don't know.
I 100% feel that. I'm gonna have to merp it because it's perfectly in the middle for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'd burp it.
Great. I get it. Next, we have Jan coming out in like marble pink shopping bag moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, this didn't totally work.
No.
And it's hard to diagnose exactly why. I guess Michelle was like, this isn't a look someone would wear.
Yes. But I don't understand what she thinks is the clashing of it. Is it just...
I guess those stirrups are weird, but is that a clash? I mean...
Yeah. Is that just mean, let's do weird?
I mean, too weird.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't know if I get it.
And I also don't think it's totally surprising enough for Jan. Mm-mm. It's like, yeah, I've kind of seen you do this purple lavender moment thing.
Yes. The most clashing thing is the bags to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, the thing that brings it together, which I don't know if it's part of it, is the color. Like, you know, having everything be purple, I feel like she's also, yes, I think I've seen her in a lot of purple too. So
yeah,
this feels,
she likes purple.
You know. This feels burpy to me.
I'm going to burp it. Yeah, it's not hoarded. It's just not great either. Yeah. Okay. Work. Ginger Minj giving you the world's craziest safari guide.
Yes.
This is great. This is the assignment.
Bananas. Yeah. This is the assignment.
Yeah.
The colors don't go. Mm-hmm. The patterns. The only thing that I would say is that I wish that the patterns within each of the colors were also different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rather than it all being kind of cheetah-ish.
Uh-huh.
That if that all of those, because the colors are so drastic that it would have worked even that way.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense.
That does make sense. And I mean, you're kind of seeing some of that relief that the boots and the hat give with the different pattern, which is actually fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's good. It's stupid. Yeah. Her net is stupid as fucking hell.
God, so funny.
That's like a fish aquarium net, which I love.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. That's literally to get you an angelfish right there.
That's yeah.
Grab that from Costco, from Petco on the
way. Absolutely. It's a chirp. The hair is good too.
Oh, yeah. Chirp. Great hair.
Great.
And reason for that hat.
Right? There's a reason. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that would be bad for why the hat. Okay.
Why the hat? Okay. But why the hat?
Okay, Pandora's being evocative of Tim Burton and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Sure. Kind of the same color scheme as Ginger.
Uh-huh.
I like the weird silhouette that it gave in the front.
Yeah.
With like, it almost looks like legs, high legs.
Right. It's fine, but it's so safe that I'm getting irritated with the safe choices.
Yeah.
So
I have to really look at the dress. And the thing is, yeah, it feels very Tim Burton-y.
Mm-hmm.
Which Beetlejuice I'm like, wise.
If you're going to evoke Tim Burton, do we need to go a little bit further than just like a loose reference?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You would have to go all in and be all of the characters at once or something.
In fact, I would have loved her to go paint her skin blue and then go more. More of the Jack Skellington's gal, Sally.
Yes.
Go for it, Pandora. Do something weird.
I know.
I'm going to be a cunt and burp it.
I'll burp it too.
Yeah. It's been too many. The wig's gorgeous, but it's just too many safe moments for Pandora.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's runway.
Everybody.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. So here we go. We're rounding the corner. We get the very cryptic and hard to understand. Your team was the best, but Ginger won moment.
Yes.
Puzzling. Puzzling. And then we get our sort of deliberation drama of Jan claiming misreporting from Scarlet's End on her critiques. What do you think about this?
I think it's very funny that I felt like Scarlet was doing it to kind of show that she shouldn't be in the bottom.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So kind of saying that Jan deserve, like, everybody should vote for Jan because obviously Rue was saying that Jan should be at the bottom and going home.
Right.
So I think that was part of playing the game.
Definitely part of playing the game. You could go either way. You could argue that it's just like, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. You could argue it's manipulation, especially being like, Rue said this, which.
Yes.
They're both misreporting, and I guess they're both doing their thing. They're both trying to survive. They're both doing their damnedest. We've all seen Casino. Sometimes you gotta lie to save a finger, you know?
And I feel like they know that Kylie's probably gonna be safe.
Yeah, why? And like, I agree, but they're kind of just like, this feels where it just feels like a popularity thing. They're like, we just kind of like Kylie more.
Yeah, yeah. Kylie's been around for longer. She's going through. She's got a different, you know.
Uh-huh.
Thing. She just has a different thing.
She brings something fresh to the competition and everyone loves that. Jan's crying more. God damn it, Jan. Jan, you got to stop crying.
Jan has to stop. Robot has to stop crying.
The robot has to stop crying. If you were there in the workroom with Jan, I think you would just take her aside and be like, you got to stop.
I'd just be like, listen, you're great. Just like commit to what you're doing and don't stress. Just like, I feel like she goes into it going, there's no way I'm not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then she doesn't. And then she's like, how did I not win that? And it's like, just play the game.
Play the game. And consider everyone around you, you know, the more you talk about how much you deserve to win, the more you're pushing your ego on everyone. And people don't like that.
And also, I feel like Jan's one of those people in general who has an idea of how hard she has worked, especially in the musical theater kind of personality, that since she understands how hard she works, that the way she does things is the way that's going to help her boost her career, where everybody else in life and even in musical theater goes like, oh, you mean I can still learn from other people?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. God damn
you
it.
You can. Oh, but Kylie, why the hat?
Honestly, if they said, Kylie, I'm sorry, but you're in the bottom for that hat. I would have been like, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is fair. So,
And
you got it. Yeah. So, whatever. Because my bottom definitely would have been Pandora and Jan if I had the power.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I would have done. I just thought that one was the least fun to watch as a whole. And I was also impressed with how the rest were so fun to watch, period.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I could listen and watch that whole conversation and all of it.
Which is sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, hilarious. We have this lip sync moment. Bianca fake out. What? What's happening?
Love it.
Yeah, I do. Amazing. Love Bianca.
Did Bianca ever lip sync though?
Just at the very season? End. Like, you know, that's when right. They're like, you're in the top four, lip sync.
Or, yeah.
And, you know, and then of course they send home the person who has been performing cumulatively the least good.
Yes, 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 yes.
That time, which you could argue isn't a real lip sync.
Right. Which who did they send home that time?
Darian Lake. Darian right. Lake just barely didn't make that top three with Adore and Kotnikt.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Good times, though. Good times.
Good times, though. Yeah.
Good season. So Bianca, you know, does some classic roast jokes.
Yeah, yeah,
look.
Yeah.
This looks
comedy
great.
Queen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got the real Sunset Boulevard look going on.
Ooh,
right on.
It's rich.
Real Norma Desmond. Yeah.
Ooh, it. Yes. Yes. It is hot. Mm-hmm. It is old Hollywood.
It is old Hollywood. And then doing old roast jokes. Like she's going Rickles and Norma Desmond at once. Oh, I love it.
I love it. I fucking live. Yeah, she's great. She's funny. She's good. She's stupid. But Mayhem Miller comes out instead. They have a lip sync to Lizzo's phone. What'd you mm-hmm. think of the lip sync?
Ginger crushed it.
I agree. Ginger crushed it.
Crushed it.
She was great. I do think they should have showed more of Mayhem. I would have loved to have seen. I mean, they kind of did yeah. Mayhem dirty where like they just were cutting her out of the performance.
Yeah. I don't understand why.
Because I think she also did well. I think Mayhem did really well. But they wanted us, the viewers, to feel really good about Ginger winning.
Yes. Sure.
Yes, I do think Ginger's just such a character-filled lip syncer.
Yes.
But I think Mayhem did great too. But Ginger's just hilarious to watch.
Yeah. And she did do the thing where, you know, even though Mayhem was fantastic and you can see that she's getting cut from a lot of this,
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's that thing where it's like, unless there's a reason for you to go behind, I mean, it's just stage awareness. Why mm-hmm. are you taking the back seat? Why are you going behind anybody else? Unless mm-hmm. you're about to walk that runway for your final slide or your final whatever, there's mm-hmm. no reason you should be taking up the back of a stage.
Dude, 100%. 100%. Just take further down stage, the closer to God, you know?
You're Listen, just... yeah. If the lights can't catch you,
yeah.
nobody can.
No. Which is, damn, that's tea. That is it. That is 100% the truth. You just have to be fearless.
Yeah. Because anytime anybody goes back there, you either A, go, oh, you don't know the words this time.
Uh-huh.
So you're just kind of trying to mumble through it.
Uh-huh.
Or you, like, the other person has better moves at that moment.
Right.
So then you got to choose the next moment, you know?
Right. And you only go back there if you have a big stomp prepared or yes. a cartwheel or something nuts. Yeah. yeah.
The ending to this was amazing. Though,
so funny.
With both of them.
Both so funny. So fucking funny. One of the funniest lip syncs in modern history.
Yes.
Damn treat. They kill it. Of course, it. Ginger wins $30,000, which is more than the first two seasons of Drag Race. More than the winners of the first seasons of Drag Race won. Holy shit.
For the whole season?
The whole season.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that fucked?
Wow.
Yeah.
Paramount Plus really putting up that money, huh?
Give them the money. They deserve it because there are other competition shows where I'm like, the prize for the challenge is $500,000. Do you know what the challenge is, Huge? You know what the challenge
yes.
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The prize for the challenge is $500,000. And the prize for Drag Race is $100,000. Uh-uh. No.
Uh-uh.
Absolutely
no
not. Fuck off.
Just because you're swimming? Come on.
No.
Just because you're swimming more? I get it.
Just because you're swimming and you've found a way to like navigate CT's personality? No way. Yeah,
no way. No
Fuck
way.
Off.
No. Just because Bananas is getting drunk again? No.
It's because you helped Bananas throw up successfully before the cage battle? No.
Yeah.
Fuck
no,
off.
No. Bananas. Just because you don't want to give Leroy a chance is not my fault.
Oh, fuck. Alton? Alton. That's it. Bye.
Alton. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Beautiful.
Alton.
Beautiful man.
Gorgeous. Beautiful man. Yeah. That's it. Who's your winner for the season, Huge, if you have to pick?
I think... I would love Eureka to win it.
Yeah. Eureka really is winning me over. She always does this. I sometimes think she's too much. Then she wins me over. She has such a heart. She cries in Untucked, bleeding and feeling for Trinity, you know, talking about her undetectable status, which I loved. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited. But I'm
excited for any of those three from their group, though. I couldn't imagine Trinity winning the whole thing, but I would love it.
I love it. I think you're right. I think one of those three is going to win it, and Ginger is going to be the Manila of the season.
Yes.
She's going to get killed and slaughtered, and people are going to be like, that's really mean.
Yes.
But we all know life's not fair. We all know that.
Yeah, we all know that. And Manila's doing great. Manila's doing great.
She's doing great. She's rich. She's doing wonderful things in the drag world. Rich. Oh my God, she's hosting a new drag show in the Philippines.
What?
I'll find the name of it, but she's the host of a new drag show in the Philippines.
But it's not Drag Race Philippines, is it?
It is not Drag Race Philippines, but I'll figure out exactly what it is called. Let's see. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm pulling this up right now. They just announced it on July 1st. It's her own. She's going to host her own drag show. What is this fucking thing called? It's a fierce and fabulous competition show, Drag Den with Manila Luzon.
Ooh.
Love it. Well, yeah, follow at Drag Den PH.
Then you should do it. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Drag is exploding. Oh, so she's doing great.
I would love that. Oh, she'd be great. Oh, yeah. One thing that Silky was saying is that Akiria, Trinity, our actual good friends, and her old roommate, Miss Vanjie,
right,
are all the reasons why she still even does it.
Oh, and that's
so rad. You know, there is that aspect of it where I like Akiria and Trinity making it all the way towards the end because I just like that kind of.
It's a cool
friendship in there. Yeah.
It's a very cool friendship. I'm excited to see whatever unfolds. I'm having more fun with this season than I ever thought.
Yes.
100%. Huge. What can we promote before we say goodbye? What the dumbbells?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The dumbbells is great.
I mean, you're in a million TV shows.
Sure.
Which ones?
And they're
now?
All doing fine. They're doing fine on their own. But if you do watch Drag Race All Stars on Paramount Plus, which you should be doing, and if you're listening to this podcast, you are. Mm-hmm. You might as well watch Star Trek Lower Decks, which is a cartoon.
Yes,
that's a Star Trek based show. Which you might not be into Star Trek, but this is very different. And I'm one of the lead voices in this character. So,
dude, I've seen trailers, and it looks fucking funny, so I'm excited to see it. I didn't know you were in it. That's awesome.
It's a blast. It's me and Jack Quaid and Tawny Newsom and Noelle Wells as the main four.
That's amazing.
Cast members, and it's really goofy and fun, and the new season starts in mid-August, so you'll be able to check out season two.
But it's really funny. Like, I've seen just the jokes are, like, very adult, clever jokes.
Yes. Yeah. So you can get on it.
You're already there.
You already pay for it. So you might as well click over. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's it for us. If you love Drag Her, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It makes us so happy. Thank you. You guys have reached out and gave us some this past week when Rachel was a guest, another friend of Huge's, amazing gal. We love. I'm going to try to find one really quick. Because they were so nice. You can also follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast to get all our news. Our coverage on Drag Race España is coming out this week with Oscar Montoya.
Ooh.
Really fun shit. And this one's from Maximista77. This says, best and only RuPaul's Drag Race review. That's correct. Listening to this feels like talking with your best friends about the latest Drag Race ep. Highly recommend. Thank you, Maximista. You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay.
So good.
You are the best, Huge. I love you. I can't wait to see you in person.
I know. Same. Sim sam.
See you later, you Peloton bitch.
Oh, bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
was a HeadGum Original.